Actually, I remember that one time you had a party and you made that really nice pumpkin dip.
Oh yeah, that's a popular one. Everyone loves that when I make it.
What do you need for it?
It's really easy. All you need is one can of canned pumpkin, 1 8-ounce block of cream cheese, powdered sugar, and a few spices.
Is it easy to make?
It is. You just let the cream cheese melt a little, and then you blend it together with the pumpkin and the powdered sugar. And then after you get that really smooth and creamy, then you put in the nutmeg, ginger, and cinnamon.
Wow, it sounds yummy.
It is. It's great. And then I usually put a few cinnamon sticks in for appearance and then serve it with ginger snaps and with green apples cut into slices. It's good with both of those.
Cool, I'm going to try that sometime. What else can you make?
Well, like I said, I'm not much of a cook, so I don't cook much. I put things together. You know what? I have a blender and I do a lot of smoothies. I love making smoothies. Yeah, I buy the fruit and then keep the fruit in the freezer. That's the trick. You've got to freeze the fruit. And then you don't need ice, so it doesn't taste watered down. So you take the frozen fruit, put it in the blender, and then you just mix it with yogurt or fruit juice, and it's delicious.
What kind of fruit do you like to use?
Well, my favorite is just really simple. It's just frozen strawberries, frozen banana, orange juice, and a little honey if you want, but you don't even need the honey. And then I have another I like with mango and papaya and pineapple and yogurt.
Well, between your smoothie and pumpkin dip and my eggplant curry, we can have throw quite a party.
Let's do it. We'll do it on your rooftop with your cats.
Sounds like a good idea.